Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Nancy Weingartner, executive editor of our favorite magazine, Franchise Times. We're also meeting with Monty Smith, vice president of franchising for Puroclean. And since 2001 inception, Puroclean, the nation's fastest-growing franchise in the $212 billion property damage restoration industry, has grown to more than 300 franchise locations serving the U.S. and Canada. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchising can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
I'm doing fine this week, Marty. How are you feeling?
Good. Busy. You know, I think, as always, you know, seems to be playing catch-up all the time, you know. But,
right.
beautiful weather here in Pennsylvania today, Don. It's almost a perfect day out there. It's not too hot.
Low humidity, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it's nice. It's definitely one of those pool days, you know, and looking forward to the July 4th holiday a bit, too. You know.
Yeah, coming up, a few days off. That'll be nice.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be nice weather. Good.
That's what they say. So, you know, looking forward to that. Our last show, Don, we met with Terry Hartstadt from Stockade Companies. And if for those listeners who missed the show, Stockade Companies are the franchisor for three different brands, Montana Mike's, Coyote Cannon, and Sirloin Stockade. And with the incredible deals for real estate, they're offering some incredible incentives for new and existing franchisees. But it was a great show, very interesting. I was kind of a little unfamiliar with Stockade at first and, you know, researched them. And a very impressive franchise.
Yeah, and you're right. Not, you know, not big household names, but they've been around for years. I think the organization started in 66, and and he's been with them for a while. And, you know, I guess they're having success because they're doing – they're building out the franchise how I feel you have to do it. The slow support, slow sustained growth. You know, they have the family atmosphere. He, you know, gave a good question. How do you describe your company? And it's all the stuff that's part of franchising: quality support, family type atmosphere, paying close attention to franchisees. Several were franchisees in the system for decades. He was saying.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, that's always a good sign, isn't it? You know, when I hear that a franchise, you know, they renew their contracts, they've been doing it a while. Several of them, I think, were passed on to their children, you know. So, I mean, that's pretty interesting if you think about it, you know. Your teenage son, you know, has a chance to actually see the inside world of all the different aspects of the business, you know, and then they decide to take it over, you know. It's I think that is a great sign, you know, and I do like the not too big, too fast kind of attitude, and they want to keep things to like a family kind of atmosphere. It's very, very important to them, you know. So I'm not sure if you'll ever see, you know, 100,000 units in the world, you know, because they have that philosophy. They realize that franchising is certainly a partnership, you know, and I got that sense from talking to Terry. You can see his passion for the company, too. I mean, he's really very passionate about working with these guys. And I think the CEO, Don, was the CEO or CEO? I can't remember. I'm hoping I'm not mixing up my stories. I think they start as like as a dishwasher or something like that?
Right, right. Yeah, that was it.
It was it, okay. And I just said, my God, you know, it's like you hear stories like that. And I think for me, that's one of the things that inspire me most about entrepreneurship when I hear, you know, little stories of a guy who starts off as like a dishwasher, you know.
And I think it was from the very first restaurant they had, too.
It was the very first restaurant. And that's someone I'd love to have on the show, too, and just talk to someone like that, you know. And it's nice when, you know, someone like Terry, they've seen it all with this company, you know. So it's great. I like to keep our eye on them. I'm glad that, you know, I was kind of like introduced to this franchise and I'm going to, you know, follow them. I think they're pretty big internationally, too, Don. I think they have some, don't they have some units down in Mexico, too? I think they're growing pretty fast down there as well.
I like how they're diversified. But you're right about what you were saying. It's good to see hard work paying off for an individual moving up through the ranks. It's like what the American dream is supposed to be and what hard work can do for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I think as a kid, you know, and I know many things that you and I have in common is we used to read Entrepreneur as kids, you know, and I used to love to read those stories, you know, of somebody who started off like, you know, you know, whether it was a dishwasher or just working at the counter at a pizza store, or, you know, a Fred DeLuca story, you know, starting like a Subway for $1,000. And it is. It's just very, very inspirational, you know. So
incredible stories.
It really is. So what we'll do is we'll keep our eye on them. Do you have any quick articles you want to discuss before we bring Nancy in?
I have something here. This is through openform.com, part of American Express. Successful franchise owners boosting U.S. job growth. People who buy franchises are among those creating new American jobs. About 36,000 this year, according to the IFA, the trade association, which represents over 1,200 franchise companies. Recently reported the new job growth this year contrasts with the loss of 400 franchise jobs in 2009. So obviously the recession's been devastating. It's good to see things moving in the right direction, that franchising is creating jobs, because that's obviously one of the biggest problems in the country. One man involved in job creation is Jeff Haas, former Chrysler executive who bought a Certapro painting franchise last year. Rather than waiting to be downsized as budgets and resources were cut, he resigned. Him and his wife, Gwen, bought an existing Certapro franchise in Virginia. Today's got about 30 employees and contractors. He says he enjoys being the boss after spending the past 20 years working as a supervisor in the supply division, later as a plant manager. When the deal closed on September of 09, the first thing that came to mind was, I need to make this work. I admitted he was not yet drawing a salary from the business. He said he hopes to start paying himself this year. To buy the franchise, he tapped into his retirement savings at a time when the stock market was hammering his portfolio. Rather than go it alone, he agreed to let the former owner stay on and work as an outside sales rep. It was a good move for both of them. The former owner now focuses on bringing in new business while he manages the day-to-day operations, supervising the painting crews. Meanwhile, his wife handles customer service, sets up appointments, offers interior decorating and color consultations. I like that company. I wonder if they do work in New Jersey.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's again, another one of those inspirational stories. And, you know, as you're reading the article, you know, I don't think we've spent a lot of time in almost the 4 years that we're doing the show talking about buying an existing franchise opportunity, Don, you know?
Right.
And it's kind of interesting how he went that route, isn't it, versus starting from scratch? Because there's a lot of franchises out there. You know, some of them, you know, they're approaching, like, let's say their 60s, and maybe they're getting ready to, you know, they've achieved success and they're getting ready to retire. So that's another option, too, isn't it, of buying an existing franchise? You know,
well, if you're interested in a particular franchise and it's a national franchise, you might want to ask them if any are for sale, maybe in his local market. Because it is always better, depending on the price, but usually it's nice to buy an existing business with existing clients and you know, you start having that cash flow right away, that you don't have that ramp up time of 6 months, a year or more before you get to be profitable.
We should do a show on that topic, you know, discuss that more, you know, like get someone like that on the show. You know, in fact, I think what I'll do is I'll put that on my punch list of things to do is call that gentleman and get him on the show and talk to him, you know, say, why did you buy an existing franchise versus starting, you know, on your own.
And he got the help of a franchise consultant, which we really endorse, and he narrowed it down to painting, a company that provides home assistance for the elderly, and a handyman service. His advice to corporate executives considering a new life as a franchise owner, he says you have to do your homework, research the franchises, and discuss your decision with your entire family. You have to make sure you are motivated and dedicated.
Wow. It's a great article, yeah. It's very important. And like anything else, of course, you still have to get trained. I mean, you still have to go through the same training and things like that. You know, but I like that. I think it's a great topic to talk about in the future.
It's a good idea to have that on.
Yeah, it's a great article. Why don't we do this, Don? We'll bring Nancy in. If you're a frequent listener to our radio show, then you know of fans, Don and I are, of our favorite magazine, Franchise Times. And we're even bigger fans of one of our favorite writers, Nancy Weingartner, executive editor of Franchise Times. Hey, Nancy, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thanks so much.
Oh, that's terrific, Nancy. Nice
Thanks
to talk to you
Thanks for coming on,
again.
Nancy. Good to hear from you again. This
Thank
is your good
you.
Friend, Don.
Don and I were talking before the show, Nancy. We loved your last article, How McDonald's Corporate and Franchisees and Vendors Give a Leg Up on the Competition. I thought that was, of course, well-written, of course, but it was a very inspirational article as well. I was reading it to my wife last night, and she was inspired by it as well. So,
that's how she got to sleep, Nancy.
Is that what it was? How I try to put her asleep?
Well, I do that to my husband every night, too. I read him. Franchise Times articles.
I think Don's reference on the show, too, Nancy, on several occasions, he and his wife have gotten into little altercations because he was reading Franchise Times magazine at the dinner table. So.
Because of Franchise Times, I now cannot do any reading at dinner, whether it's a newspaper or Franchise Times. But that's the gamble I took.
Yeah, it's something. But I found the article fascinating, Nancy. What did you find most interesting in writing that particular piece? Was there anything that stood out?
Well, it wasn't really new, but I like the fact that so many of McDonald's corporate people have started, like you were saying, you know, right before I came on, either as the dishwasher, the line cook, and they work their way up. And I think that's probably why McDonald's has such a strong, I don't know, not corporate, they're franchisees. Uh-huh. They just seem to be a really strong company because they all seem to be behind that mission. And I think bringing in their suppliers, the franchisees, and their customers, I think that's really interesting. If they rely so much on feedback.
Yeah, it's interesting when you mention the customers too, Nancy, because that I've heard of that analogy before, and I didn't realize that Ray Kroc was the one who got credit for it. With, you mentioned the three-legged stool, and now it's probably going to have to change to a fourth leg because of, you know, bringing the customers into the picture is really fascinating. I mean, some of the great ideas that came from the franchisees at McDonald's, and we've referenced them on the show too as well. But yeah, even bringing the customers in now, it just seems like McDonald's, I mean, they just, you know, say do everything right, but when it comes to franchising, it just seems like they really got it down, don't they?
Well, I think they do, and I think what's admirable about them is they aren't doing everything right, but they try. I mean, they're reaching out to...
That's a better way to put it,
You know, yeah, they really do. I mean, and you know, with the animals and all of that, I mean, they bring in people to talk about it, and I think they really do try to be green, to be conscientious, you know, to care. So I think that's really about the most we can ask from people.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
Business is always changing, so I guess McDonald's always has to be ahead of themselves to just make sure they're competing. I mean, a lot of times we go to McDonald's because my six-year-old twins, they see a commercial and they want to go in there and get the toy. And, you know, so that's why we go. But those little things, those constant promotions, it's, you know, putting out new types of food specials or trying something new, I guess that always has to be happening. It's amazing how Ray Kroc, his philosophies, right from the start, you know, I mean, a lot of it still, you know, they still follow it today.
I know it is interesting because even though they're constantly reinventing themselves, they don't forget their core, and I think that's probably important because I think companies do need to keep evolving and changing, but you've got to keep your heart, and I think that's what they've done.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, also, Nancy, Marty and I wanted to ask, have you heard of any unusual, you know, franchises in the business lately?
Well, let's see. We, in our upcoming issue in August, we've got one called Zoom Room, which is a dog training franchise. But what's interesting is they're training dogs to do things like ride skateboards, or if you sneeze, they bring you a Kleenex. I mean, it's kind of a fun franchise where they do a lot of agility training. But if your dog's not that agile, they have other ways
that
you can come back and stay involved and single nights and things like that. So that's one that I've just heard about. And then I think in my last column I mentioned a couple in England that I thought were really kind of
there you go. That's what I was getting at.
England does have some interesting ones, though, Nancy. You know, and that's what I love, you know, is going to the franchise shows, you know, in D.C. is, you know, you always see like one or two that just you say, oh, my God, I can't believe they're franchising that concept. You know, I remember one of it might even be in reference in the Franchise Times book, was an upscale porta potty. Did you remember that one, Don?
Referencing
it on the show.
Yeah.
I can't remember the company that did it, but I said, oh my God. I said, you know, imagine that.
And
I
then
never
there was the Czechoslovakian bride one. That was the one that always fascinated me, that you could go online and find a Czech bride and bring her over here. Like a dating service.
Right, it's another industry for franchising, you know, it's just added to the list. It just really is fascinating, which I think, it, you know, keeps things interesting at the same time.
Well, I found kind of interesting is when I go on and research, like the transformation shops and this other one that he was talking about, then I get how much spam I get after that.
Right,
of course.
So I must be leaving a lot of cookies out there.
Oh, my God, I can only
You know, another
imagine.
Reason why I read... You know, of course, the magazine right away. There's content which I can use on the show. It's a very good article, The Food for Thought, What Franchisees Really Want Besides Making a Lot of Money. It was interesting seeing the breakdown of what franchisees are thinking about, what some of their main concern as they're looking to choose a franchise. I thought that was a very good article.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah,
we try to get as much variety in there as we can so that we're kind of hitting on everything going on and there's so much going on, and there's so many great personalities out there that it's tough to fit everything in the magazine.
That article cost me not having a hot meal for the next couple of nights. I had to have leftovers because I read that article during the
There you go.
So what's coming up in the next issue, Nancy? What are some of the good things that we'll be reading?
Well, it's interesting. We've got some stories. You were talking earlier about the inspirational franchisees who work their way up, and we've got a great cover story on a Sports Clips franchisee who grew up in Iran and was there, you know, during the war and just raising two boys, came to the United States, didn't speak English, and just her journey of how she had to kind of adapt to this country. And she wanted to learn how to cut hair, and she had a mentor at the cafeteria that she was working for that took her over and helped her, and her young kids taught her how to speak English, you know, from their school.
Yeah.
Those kind of stories always really inspire me, because I think sometimes we just, if you're born here, you take for granted what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see it through the eyes of someone from another country, you start to really appreciate what you have and how hard they have to work. And she's very successful now because of that ability to go up and beyond, you know, not to do just what the boss asked her, but she learned, well, I'm giving away the whole story, but it's a really great, great read. And then we've got a couple of other women and minority stories that fall along those lines, too, of just hard work and being smart and willing to pay the price, which I think is really kind of exciting. That's what I love so much about franchising.
And that's what you just mentioned, Marty, in the first segment, those type of stories, how they're inspirational.
Exactly. Yeah, they're very inspirational, you know, and we've had some stories like that too, Nancy, on the show of, you know, someone coming from another country, you know, and achieving success through franchising, you know, and it really is very inspirational.
It really is, yeah.
So, you know, with the summer months now, you know, this is kind of considered a little bit of a break in the franchise industry. You don't have as many trade shows, stuff like that. Is the same at franchise times, or everything's always busy?
Well, it seems to be always busy. I just covered something called Fran Dev, which was a franchise development conference in Tucson, which was really tough duty having to stay at the Ritz-Carlton and play golf.
Oh, yeah.
And
all those free drinks and French dinners, yeah.
That was tough. And then next month, I'm going to go to the CFA, which is having kind of their legislative day. It's the a franchisee association. And also, IFA is having an athletes conference in Atlanta. So I'm going to kind of hit that on my way out to Washington, D.C. So it is hopping. August is kind of boring. So if anybody's got a conference, let me know.
Yeah.
No, that's your month to take off, Nancy. You got to get there.
That's true.
Get refreshed.
That's right. Do our media kit and all that other stuff.
Absolutely. Nancy, we have about 1 minute. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on Franchise Press Magazine? Is there any websites they can go to?
That's right, www.franchisetimes.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
That's right. I want to thank you again, Nancy. You're always a fun guest to have on the show. And Don and I want to both wish you a happy July 4th and safe weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Take
have
care.
A great holiday. Thanks,
our pleasure,
Nancy. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
She's great, isn't she, Don?
Yeah.
Always
definitely.
Fun to talk to, you know. It's just, we could really have her on the show for several hours, you know. We're going to have to do that one day. Just do a two-hour
slot with
Nancy.
Always has good stuff to say. I'm asking her, things might slow down. She reels off like four or five things she's doing.
That's true, you know. So, but anyway, and we'll have those guys back next month. So I see our guest has called in Monty Smith. And let's do this now. We'll take a couple quick commercial breaks, and we'll be back with more franchise interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Monty Smith, Vice President of Franchising for Puraclean. And since 2001 inception, Puraclean, the nation's fastest-growing franchise in the $212 billion property damage restoration industry, has grown to more than 300 franchise locations, serving in the United States and Canada. Hey, Monty, how you doing today?
Doing great. Hi, how are you?
Oh, great, Monty. Monty, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Monty.
Yeah, Monty, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. I had a personal experience with Puraclean, a good experience. We had a rough winter, as you know, here in the Northeast, and one day we had a lot of snow melt with a tremendous amount of rain in one day, but part of my basement flooded, called up a few companies, and Puraclean got the job. It was a very good professional job. I was very happy, so I'm glad that, you know, we can hear the whole Puraclean story now.
Oh, good. It's our pleasure. Yeah, that's we've had five or six surge events already this year, and so it's been a very busy first half for us.
Right.
Wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's great. Monty, I always like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning to get an idea of what the weather is there today.
Well, we're located just outside of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
And the weather is beautiful.
Okay,
a little humid,
good. That's good.
But it's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in. Okay.
Yes.
I love to give that answer in February the most.
Especially in the winter, I know. It hurts. Marty, what were you doing before joining PureClean? I know you have an interesting background as well.
Well, I've been in the disaster restoration for over 35 years. I've been with Puro Systems here for 16 years, so it's hard to remember much before then. But I have, since my 20s, have been in the disaster restoration business.
Wow, that's great. What do you like about that business, Monty? Is there something that stands out about it? Being you've been doing it so long, it's obviously you probably enjoy that business. There's something about it. Is there anything
you
like about it?
We started at the very leading edge of what is now known as the disaster restoration industry. Back when we started, it really wasn't a defined industry at that time.
Yeah.
People called whoever they thought could help them, a carpet cleaner, a janitorial company, a contractor, whoever. And what we liked is being able to help people, when somebody has water, fire, or mold damage, it's a needed service that is usually prepaid in that it's covered. Most of those things are covered by insurance, and so we found that it was a fairly easy marketing concept. It's a B2B marketing effort. Call on insurance companies and plumbing companies and property management people, and you're helping people do what needs to be done, and it's fairly recession-proof, for that matter. I mean, we've had last year was our best year.
Wow,
so it's not based on the economy and who's spending money at the mall or anything like that.
Right, because it's the type of service that when people have damage to their home or a business, it has to get done.
Right.
So,
sure, and it's like in your case, Don, I mean, the last thing you wanted to have happen was water damage, but it happened.
Right.
And
you have to address it. That can, mold
right.
and a lot of other
of
situations can happen if you don't address it. So,
yes, it's your most valuable asset is your home, and when there's right ways, like anything, there's right ways to do it. There's wrong ways to do it, and you want to make sure that you get a competent company that stays up with the sciences and the technologies and comes in there and gets the job done right.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible, Marty. They just had this meter they can just put right on the wall to sense any, water behind the walls.
Wow, it is. It's fascinating, the technology, And I think PureClean has done a very good job at branding themselves too, Monty. I mean, again, when I think of damage restoration, I would typically think of PureClean, So you guys have obviously done a good job there as well, That's what I think of in the Northeast anyway.
Well, we're very proud of our in-house marketing department, and it's not the kind of thing that people sit around and think about until
true.
They need it, and then it's what do you do? And usually you're calling your insurance agent or an 800 number, and so a lot of our effort is directed at marketing to them more than to the everyday consumer. But the more franchisees we have in a given market, the more well-known that we become.
Right. Absolutely.
When did PureClean start franchising, Monty?
Well, PureClean started in 2002. It was our second restoration concept. Our first we started in 1990. It's called Puro First, and it was a contractor model that was it was intended for people that were already in the contracting business that felt like they wanted to take on some insurance work. So basically it was a marketing and sales consulting type of a business that turned into a franchise in 1990. And then at the request of the insurance companies, we added PureClean to just address the mitigation in the cleaning services. Somebody to go in there and save damage rather than do the contracting work.
When you have an investor, someone looking at PureClean, how do you describe the PureClean franchise system to them as far as them making an investment?
Well, that's a very good question. Usually when we're talking to an investor, we make sure that they, first of all, understand what the industry need is, that there is a market, well, that our property is our most important investment, that the insurance, we have insurance for a reason, and that the insurance industry spends over $212 billion a year in settling claims in residential and commercial buildings. So once people understand, because most of the listeners may not have ever had an insurance claim yet, and when you, and it's not all about storms, it's also about washing machine hoses that break.
Right.
Every one of us have these rubber hoses in our house that are going to dry rot, and it's never at a convenient time. They're out of sight, out of mind. So when we have these executives, what we do is we make sure that they understand that there's $212 billion industry that is a high margin, low investment type of business that is dealing with insurance professionals in a B2B nature. That, you know, that is much more interesting for people to understand that concept rather than what a lot of people do is they try to make this a blue-collar concept for some reason, like, oh, there's guys running around extracting water out of people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And our franchisees are executive model type of businesses. Our owners are not out on the truck necessarily. They're managing a business.
And people,
so,
right, yeah.
Yes. Our largest franchisee might have between 50 and 80 employees. So
wow.
It can be a big business.
Yeah. What were they doing, like, in their previous lives, the franchisees, Monty? I mean, did they have, like, diverse backgrounds? I mean, what were they doing before becoming a pure, clean franchisee?
Yes, sir. They are very diverse. We have contractors. We have pharmaceutical sales representatives.
Mm.
We have bankers. We have some lawyers. We had a nuclear physicist one time. And it was like, yeah, I guess there's not many jobs for them these days. It's a lot of people from sales backgrounds as well as
right.
middle management type of guys.
Yeah,
men and women,
sense.
I might say.
Yeah,
women do very well as owners.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always a good sign we see bankers and accountants getting into a franchise system. You know, they've seen the financials, you know, and it probably kind of makes sense to them, you know, and they say, this is interesting. I got to get into this, so that's something.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Monty Smith from PuraClean. One of the questions, it sounds like Don kind of hinted at this next question, Monty, technology. I mean, how has technology played a role with PuraClean? Big part, small part?
It's a huge part, and it's for a long time that was the technology at the job site was what was fascinating, not just with meters, but with thermal imaging cameras, and you know, we use a lot of dehumidification. We now have devices to do remote monitoring, and so that we know when our equipment has been unplugged by maybe a property owner or somebody like that. But it's really advancing more at the insurance company level now, to where insurance companies are increasingly more and more interested in what's going on at the job site. So the technology of late is advancing into, you know, handheld devices where you can communicate with what's going on in the claim, the measurements, photographs, psychrometric charts, where we measure not just humidity in a house in a case of a water damage, but fine, right down to the fine particles of how many grains per pound of moisture is in a house. And the insurance companies, believe it or not, are more and more educated on these things and are understanding how that is important to them more than ever before. And so the technology is really exploding in all aspects of the business operation.
Oh, it is. It's fascinating. It's. What about location, Monty? I mean, where do most of the franchisees work from? I mean, do some of them have their own offices? Do some of them work from home? How does that work?
Yeah, our franchisees range from some of the new small offices starting out of a home office,
right.
All the way up to our largest facilities is 30,000 square feet facility in Louisville, Kentucky. That is in what we call the pack-out business. There are occasions where furniture particularly after fires, has to be moved out off the property,
right,
so that
right.
it can be restored. And moving and storage people don't really like handling items that smell like smoke. So people in our industry would bring that into their facilities, clean
right.
it, deodorize it, and store it until such time as it's required to go back.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, there's a big diversity from our smallest franchise to our largest. The average franchisee would be in a small industrial park with about, 5 to 10 employees and 3 or 4 trucks. And
right.
And equipment is a big part of our work. Our franchisees not only have their income is derived from service technicians that are doing the cleaning, but also in the equipment that we rent in those occasions where we need to dry the air or deodorize or what have you.
That's great. And this industry is obviously, it's a big one. I think you mentioned early, and we did as well in the introduction, it's a $212 billion industry, Monty.
Yes. And that's non-hurricane years. So
non-hurricane years, okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people, out west, well, we don't get hurricanes out there. We do quite well in arid areas of the country as well. When you think about it, our homes are all built the same way. We have more plumbing fixtures than ever before in the indoor environment, 3-4 bathrooms,
sure.
and wash stations and so forth. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when one of those
right.
Plumbing fixtures lets loose. And it's always when you're asleep or gone away.
When you least expect it, it's always at the worst time. That's true. Monty, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Monty Smith, Vice President of Franchising for PureClean. And since 2001 inception, PureClean, the nation's fastest-growing franchise in the $212 billion property damage restoration industry, has grown to more than 300 franchise locations serving in the United States and also Canada. And Don, I think you're up.
Yeah, Monty, I feel there's just a lot of selling points for an investor looking at PureClean. It's a niche service. There's always going to be floods, fires, and mold. But the whole interesting thing to an investor is the whole aspect of the insurance companies and the insurance claims. You know, maybe talk about that a little bit more in detail.
Oops, I think Monty's on. Sorry about that, Monty. Go ahead. Sorry, I had you cut off for a second.
Well, I said I had my best information right there in that little.
sorry about that.
Yeah, the insurance industry is very interested in strategic partners. There's just not that many nationwide companies that can provide what we all expect from franchising. You know, when we think about franchising, we're thinking about a uniform product or service across the wide distribution. And they just don't have very many partners that they can count on that can do services like this from Hollywood, Florida to Hollywood, California. And our vision is to bring to the insurance industry what you would expect from franchising. Most of the other franchise companies that started many, many years ago, again, before there was a disaster restoration company, and so they've kind of had to morph and model and adjust as this industry has grown. When we started PureClean, it was with the mindset to start a franchise system that catered exactly to who we want to do business with, and that's the insurance carriers. And so a big part of our service, our training, is sales and marketing to the insurance executives.
As you're adding new franchisees, is there anything you're looking for as far as characteristics? Or, I mean, you want people to have prior business ownership? You want people to have a lot of sales experience? Anything specific that some of the recent franchisees have been successful because of their background, Monty?
Well, we have found that a lot of our successful franchisees come from middle management. Many, many of our franchisees have never owned a business before. And so we take the added burden on to making sure that they understand, how to start a business and how to operate a business, the whole hiring and firing and things like that. But the people that we're looking for is, of course, we love anybody that comes from a B2B sales background. There's no denying that, but we don't limit ourselves to that group of folks. What we do is we teach middle managers how to manage salespeople and how to hire and manage salespeople if they happen to lack that particular skill. We profile every single one of our prospective franchisees against our successful people and measure four areas of compatibility before we invite them to become part of PureClean. We tell, here's what our attitude is. We don't sell franchises. That would mean anybody with money could buy it, and that's certainly not the case. We want to make it a good fit with our proven model and make sure that we're going to have the kind of business owner that is going to operate the PureClean system the way that we've proven that it works.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. What is the training like, Monty, for new franchisees? You referenced several things that go on at training. How does that work?
We have 4 weeks of training to get started. 3 weeks is here at the PureClean Academy in Tamarack, Florida, where they go through everything from the science and what the claim services are about, the computer estimating, the sales and marketing, every aspect of operating a franchise. The fourth week is done in the field, and it's primarily sales focus, where we go with them into the insurance offices and introduce them and get them going into their startup marketing campaigns. We have two field-based people in each region. One of them is a business consultant that stays with them and helps continues to mentor them as they get their new business venture started. The other one is a regional salesperson that we have calling on insurance companies regionally and nationally. That's kind of bringing volume into the top of the funnel for our franchisees while they do the local marketing. We also have a 24-hour support line so that anytime the franchisee or their technician has a business question or a technical question, they're out on the job, we have people that are available to the experts available to them 24 hours a day. So they're never alone.
It's important, yeah. Yeah, it's, and that's so important, I guess, especially in this industry, Monty, you know, it's because as you say, these things usually happen at the worst time, you know, so that 24-hour support, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah, this business isn't quite as simple as flipping burgers, which, you know,
right.
There's not too many variations there. There is a possibility in that first year that somebody's going to get in a house somewhere and go, huh, I wonder what you spray on that, and they need us for that.
Oh, absolutely. What is a typical day like for a Pure Clean franchisee, if there is such a thing, Monty?
Well, yeah, it can be crazy when surge events come in town. For the most part, in the first year or so, a lot of it is making sales calls. People do business with people in this business, so it's a lot about building and maintaining relationships so that people, unfortunately, our industry is not very good at sales and marketing. Most of the companies that are out there tend to be more from the technical nature, that they,
right.
they enjoy doing the work more than going and getting the work. So we try to put a big emphasis on the sales and marketing side. So recruiting, hiring, training, the goal for all of our franchisees is ultimately to have three direct reports, to have a production manager who's managing the field, to have a salesperson, to have a an office manager that's taking care of billing and receivables and things like that. And then they're kind of floating, doing the business owner thing.
I think Marty is in Eastern PA, Monty, I'm in New Jersey. I think we had at least, four of those surges you talked about. I guess any time a lot of precipitation in general or nor'easter type storms is going to get your franchisees' phones ringing. Is that where some of your biggest sales were in the Northeast this end of the year 2009 and into this year?
The Northeast is one of our favorite areas of the country for another reason, and it's wintertime business. There's a lot of fuel oil used in the Northeast still, and those furnaces backfire, and we call those
right.
backfire results puffbacks, furnace puffbacks, and it's basically just when the furnace system belches black soot, carbon that's built up in the system over years through the duct system and showers your house full of soot. It's a beautiful
right.
thing, and that's a big wintertime business for us.
Right.
In that area
wow.
of the country, where other areas like Florida, we particularly here in South Florida, we get none of that because how warm it is here.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, obviously, basements flooding, it's such a big problem, especially in older homes. I think my home's at least 40 years old, and we fixed up our basement, never had water issues, and just got overwhelmed with all the snow and water. But a lot of the newer homes built around the country that have basements, are they waterproofing them right away, or a lot of times they're not waterproofed, and those homes eventually have water problems in the foundation?
Sure. We've been through a run in the last few years also of something that you wouldn't even think of. You remember the Chinese drywall situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
well, they
yes.
had to have people come and get that drywall out. And
oh, wow.
although you wouldn't think of a cleaning company for that, due to our expertise in mold remediation and so forth, a lot of our franchisees have developed competencies in being able to do that kind of demolition pretty quickly. So we found that we were even involved in the Chinese drywall situation. MRSA virus that goes around is one of our expertise as well.
Interesting.
Interesting. And what advice, I mean, you've been in franchising for some time now, Monty. I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners? I mean, the majority of our listeners are aspiring entrepreneurs thinking about buying a franchise. What would you say to them, or what advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise?
I think that what they should look at is, you know, what the business opportunity is first, and then start dissecting what they have to do second. So many times people try to, you know, look at what their lifestyle is before they understand what the business opportunity is. And so for me, what's kept me in this industry for so many years is there's a constant $200 billion industry, constant. It's not going to go away.
Right.
You know, as long as we have homes, we're going to, and mortgages, we're going to be required to insure it. As long as we, there's going to be mishaps that go on in these homes. It will always be that way. And so that's a constant. The second is, can you make money at it? Can you truly, what will the margins look like? Then once you understand the business aspect of it, then start dissecting, okay, well, what would I be doing? What kind of employees would I be managing? How would they be trained and things like that? And since we've approached entrepreneurs that way in the past 4 or 5 years, that has resonated with people in a more professional manner than before we knew better, and we were only talking about how good our extraction equipment was and so forth. You know, people really don't, even the insurance companies, they don't care really how wonderful our technology is. They care what it does for them. And if it doesn't maintain their customer base, give them happy customers, and lower their loss ratios, then what good is it, really?
True.
And so you have to understand what the business opportunities are about. And so many times people are looking for food or something like that because that's what we recognize in franchising. And there's many, many wonderful franchise opportunities in the service industries these days.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Monty? Are there any websites they can go to or any numbers they can call?
Sure. You can go to puroclean.com, P-U-R-O clean, or Pure Clean Opportunities goes directly to our franchise development department. When they send us a request for information, we will connect them to a virtual brochure system and a development person which will educate them.
That's great. I want to thank you again, Monty. You've been a fantastic guest, and Don and I would both love to have you back in the near future as we watch you guys continue to grow.
We'd love to come back. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Monty.
Thanks, Monty.
Job.
Have a happy July 4th.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's a great show, huh, Don?
Yeah, I've always liked this particular industry. I understand why franchisees are making money because,
right.
You know, this is, I guess, considered a recession-proof type business. When this happens, you got to get it fixed. You can't, you know, fire, mold, all that stuff you have to address immediately.
Truly recession-proof. You know, I mean, a lot of times you'll see, you know, certain industries or businesses say that they're recession-proof, but this truly is recession-proof, you know? I mean, again, you know, what did you do, you know, when you had your situation, you know? I mean, you have to take care of it.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you just recently purchased your home, you know? As Monty said, it's your biggest investment in the world, so, especially when you have kids, too, you know, you worry about things like mold and all that other stuff, so.
Right.
Yeah, I love this business model and this franchise, you know, so we did a great job. So good job on segment one today, Don, and thanks, Nancy Weingartner, for coming on in segment one as well. We always enjoy having you as a guest. And go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, gofranchise.com, and have a happy July 4th, Don. I'll be talking to you next week.
You too. Have a great one.
Take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening.